questions that I brought up that, we've been focusing on, what is right and what is wrong in like pretty broad terms, killing, not killing, things like that. And something that is questioned for me earlier in the day, and that is, as far as right livelihood, how does it affect us? Now, how we're affecting others by our actions, but how whatever livelihood we're in, how it affects us, hence, working at a job that is not fulfilling whatsoever, it's just to get a paycheck. to me, that's doing one a disservice. If there are options, other options available, sometimes we do have to take the job that's available and what have you. But, I just see it in a lot of people that are in that 9-to-5 grind. Some people thrive on that and they do well, but some people don't.
Yeah.
And a lot of anxiety, depression, other unwholesome mind states seem to develop out of that kind of abstract area of the way I was looking at right life.
Yeah, because I think that, even something that, right livelihood, if you look at it on paper, it might be, right livelihood, but it's just making it totally miserable. one still has to look at it in terms of the effect on oneself, and how to be able to adjust, one's life, what choices one has, what trade-offs are there. Also, it's always helpful to remember that the really doesn't matter what situation one is in, there's always going to be benefits and drawbacks. It doesn't take too long to see the there isn't any way of living in the world, in the human condition, on the conventional realm, of having a mind and a body and have only absolute benefits and everything goes well, good. Everything is just glowingly good all the time. It just isn't like that. So that, benefits. And so one has to be able to reflect on that. What are the benefits? What are the drawbacks? How to work with that? When does something tip into an area where there's just too many drawbacks, too problematic in nature to deal with, and best to try to do something else. So those are good reflections to be considering.